You're listening to KBIA, and this is Off the Clock, a weekly guide to arts and culture across the state. I'm Scarlett Robertson. Unlike other small towns in the Midwest, along downtown Columbia's busy streets, it's a rarity to see an empty storefront window. You're more likely to find something under construction, a future space for meeting friends, studying, or catching a quick bite to eat. Downtown Columbia is not lacking in places to pass the time. Though that's not the story for the whole city. Just northwest of this area is a place where it's hard to find a meeting space. Columbia's Douglas neighborhood has a fascinating history, but it also has its challenges. This is where many of Columbia's Black community live, and it's also home to the city's affordable housing units, or Section 8. It's so close to the hustle and bustle of downtown Columbia, but there aren't many places to get together here, places that are there for the people who live in this neighborhood. But maybe I was missing something, so I walked around the neighborhood one night this week with a question. Where do you hang out? Larry Wallace doesn't go anywhere.
I don't really hang out much, but the only place a lot of people I know be down at Douglas Park. The other place is again Park.
What about when the temperature drops?
I don't know where they hang out if it's cold out.
Another woman, Bobby, says Douglas Park is pretty much it.
Is there any other place where people hang out? Not for real, baby. And that's all I gotta say, but really ain't.
This was the answer given to me by most people that night. And these are young people with friends, family, sources of support. But for older citizens, it's not as easy. This population in general has a harder time getting out. They may not have family or friends close by, and health problems can keep them inside. So in a community that lacks resources, this can be doubly hard. Lula Williams is slight of build. She wears clean white sneakers but has a hard time getting around, so she uses a walker. Until recently, the retired beautician sat at home watching TV. That is, until her family urged her to do something. Now, Williams is part of a group of about 20 women from the Douglas neighborhood that meets every Tuesday afternoon in the basement of Columbia's old armory, now the rec center. The white building was actually built under the Works Progress Administration, and it bears the Art Deco style of that time. The group, which began last month, started with only 4 women. In a few weeks, it's more than quadrupled. Williams says the group has given her something to do and gets her out of the house. She calls it interesting.
When you walk in the door, everybody's speaking and laughing and going on. So that's my favorite part, is coming, seeing my friends.
On a recent afternoon, folding chairs have been set up in a large room in the basement of the rec center. Music's playing and snacks, cake, and punch have been laid out on a table. Today, the group's getting together to celebrate their co-leader, Wina Faye Elbert's 67th birthday. As a local activist and community leader, Elbert's been involved in raising awareness about African-American history in Columbia. From helping found the Blind Boone Home to hosting a local radio show, she says the group, which is funded by the city, was conceived as a place for women in the neighborhood to connect, get together as friends, catch up, and discuss issues.
Whatever's going on, it gives us an opportunity to talk about it and get involved in it if we need to be.
Barbara Horrell seems to know everyone and flutters between groups of women. Horrell says the group came about when the women in the neighborhood decided to come together. She describes it this way.
Girlfriends getting together. Just talk about our children, grandchildren. You remember this, you remember that. The old days. And that's what we do.
The group has also gone on trips to see parts of Columbia that the women might not otherwise have had the opportunity to visit.
One day we'll go this side of Columbia. And then the next time we maybe take another, look at maybe where they're building a new school. And, just show them all the different things that are going on. And folks are surprised at how Columbia's built up around them. And you don't realize that people don't go to the other side of town.
So far, they've gone to the Columbia graveyard to see the headstone of James T. Scott, a Black man who was lynched in 1923. And they also drove to Jennings Premium Meats in New Franklin, one of the last meat markets around. And although it's open to men, so far the group is made up of women. Most of them have known each other for decades. Many of them even went to high school together. Horrell says she's fortunate her spouse is still around and that she still gets out of the house on a regular basis. This isn't the case for everyone. Rosa Burton is 82 and gets a ride from someone from the group. She says she likes how the group lets her socialize with other women from her neighborhood.
Well, it keeps me alive sometimes, because I'm by myself, so I just deal with that. I'm glad to be around them because we have fun.
For now, the group meets on Tuesday afternoons. The activity schedule is decided after a vote, but Elbert expressed hope that in the coming months, they'll work in educating Douglas High School students about Columbia's Black history. Listening to KBIA, and this is Off the Clock. I'm Scarlett Robertson. Next up, a sonic ID straight from the Benton Stevens neighborhood.
He's pink, and he has white hair and black spots. He is 80 pounds. Hi, my name is Julia Wisniewski, and I own a potbelly pig named Pablo. Everyone stops us and tries to say hi to him, and they pet him, and they meet him. The kids who live down the street, they all know his name, so you can hear, like, as we walk down the street, they'll go, Pablo's coming! And they'll all run and grab his favorite weeds and come and bring them to him. Walking him is quite slow. Usually I have a friend with me, and they'll hold the leash, and I stand next to Pablo, and I kind of have to herd him, and that kind of annoys him enough to get him to move. And then my friend has to pull on the leash a lot. So it's sort of a team effort. Me pushing and her pulling to get him going.
And that's it for Off the Clock this week. Tune in next week where we'll be talking about what makes November so special. Until then, thanks for listening.